Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
George Washington Broadcast Center.
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
I don't think Ron DeSantis is a conservative based on his actions towards Disney. I mean, you know, where are we headed here now? That if you express disagreement in this country, the government is allowed to punish you? To me, that's what I always thought liberals did. And now all of a sudden, here we are participating in this with a Republican governor.
That's Chris Christie, and I feel like, is it my headphones, or many of our clips today sound like they were recorded off the television with a microphone? But
there was a guy in the public bathroom listening to Fox News, and I recorded Chris Christie talking in the next stall.
I'm assuming he was in a restaurant of some sort.
I don't know. But anyway, Chris Christie, who is rumored to be running himself. And so, okay, so we're going to talk about the 2024 presidential election for a little bit here. Can you handle that? Or is it going to drive you crazy?
A little bit.
Chris Christie, who's rumored to be running for president, the insider knock on him is that what he did in 2016 is he tore down Marco Rubio, the only guy that was, like, really going after Trump. Christie tore down Marco Rubio, and then there was nobody going after Trump, and Trump marched to the nomination, which I think he would have gotten anyway. But, and there's concern that Chris Christie will do it again. He'll tear down Ron DeSantis, seeing him as his big rival, and then I'll go after Trump. But all he'll do is destroy Trump's biggest rival, and Trump will once again walk to the nomination. So I don't know if that strategy makes any sense to anybody at all. But a plenty of libertarian/conservatives have pointed to many things Ron DeSantis has done over the years in terms of using government power to punish private companies like Disney as being really cool, really unconservative, et cetera, et cetera. So that knock is a common one from conservatives on Ron DeSantis. I'm not sure how much policy matters to a lot of people. It seems like personality wins the day in these things.
And I would also point out that people use terms like Republican, conservative, and Trump, for instance, as if they're interchangeable when they're really not. There's plenty of overlap, but there's plenty of stuff that's not.
Yeah, I get bothered every time people refer to Donald Trump as a, you know, you're not conservative enough if you're not supporting Donald Trump. I don't think Donald Trump's a conservative.
On some things he is.
Some things he is, but...
But some things he's absolutely not.
And he certainly wasn't his whole life, but...
No.
That doesn't make any difference. One thing Chris Christie goes on to say, and we don't need to play that clip, is that is saying DeSantis is not an imposing figure. And I was taking in some punditry yesterday from some of my favorite people that follow this on a daily basis. God bless them that I don't have to. That first debate is going to be so huge on whether or not DeSantis looks big enough on the stage or comes off as, you know, an equal to Donald Trump, challenges him and comes off as equal, or if he... You know, just, you know how it looks on a debate stage. Some people look like they're the, Trump looked like the dominant, the 500-pound gorilla every time, and everybody else just kind of looks small next to him. Part of it is because he's bigger than everybody. But it's just a visual thing. But will DeSantis stand on the stage and look like, you know, an equal or better or not? And some of it's rhetoric, some of it is body language. I don't know, but that will be something to watch. That could turn the tide quickly.
Yeah, the whole charisma thing, guy I'd like to have a beer with, or I remember in Clinton's day that people talked about, why are we electing game show hosts as opposed to people with sound policy ideas?
Then we literally elected a game show host.
I don't see your point. It's annoying to me that that's as big a factor as it is, but it is.
Yeah,
you just have to recognize it. So if he doesn't come off as having it on the stage, you're right, it's all over.
That'll be huge. But it's not until August, the first debate, so we're a long way away from that. As far as the now, Mark Halperin writing his newsletter today, and he's just linking a whole bunch of different articles, New York Times, Axios, Politico, with two different articles on how Ron DeSantis had a really bad day yesterday. You do have to keep in mind that all these publications are rooting for Ron DeSantis to lose because they think Trump on the scene, one, gets them ratings, two, he will lose to whoever the Democrat is. You got to keep that in mind. But they are pointing out something that seems to be true. Ron DeSantis had lined up a day that was going to be a real breakthrough day. I'm going back to Congress. I'm going to speak to Republicans. Ron DeSantis was a Republican congressperson for several terms, if you didn't know that. And he's got a lot of friends in Congress. And the idea was he's going to go to Washington, D.C., meet with the Republicans, and a whole bunch of them were going to come out and endorse him. And it was going to look like, I have got the momentum. I'm the guy now. Well, like two people endorsed him. A bigger number of people announced right as he arrived and right after he left that they were endorsing Trump. And that's pretty rough. And what it points to, according to Mark Halperin and others, is that Trump's organization is so much better than it's ever been. Trump has actually hired some of the best people that exist in all of politics to run a campaign. He didn't do that in the past. He actually has a really top-notch team. And they strategized and were able to line it up to have those announcements come out the day, like hours before and hours after DeSantis spoke to the Republicans, which is not the kind of coordination Trump could pull off at any point previously to get that sort of thing lined up and pulled off. And that is the big story of yesterday. He's got an organization. They're planning ahead. They're playing chess. And that's something. And including, by the way, a bunch of Florida people that endorsed Trump yesterday.
Not good. No, not good for DeSantis. Given the loyalty of the Trump core, I'm reminded of who was the writer, the philosopher who said, you might as well believe in God because when you die, if there is no God, you'll just be dead anyway. And if there is a God, you'll be grateful that you worshipped, etc. It's a no lose if you believe in God. Well, if I'm a politician on the Republican side, I could absolutely see them thinking, I'm going to endorse Trump because of the loyalty of his base, which I don't think is big enough to win an election again. That's just my opinion. But anyway,
the national election,
general,
yeah.
The general, yeah. Quite correct, yeah. But I might as well endorse Trump, thereby earning the friendship of his base. And if Donald J. turns out not to be the nominee, well, I'll pivot in 2 minutes to whoever seems to be, and there will be no cost to me. I mean, if it was DeSantis, for instance, Congressman Joe Getty, Trump having dropped out or whatever, say, you know what, I'm the more I look at DeSantis, the more I like him. I would be welcomed with open arms. It's a no-lose proposition.
Yeah, that makes sense. Having a bunch of Florida politicians endorse Trump the day you show up to Congress to show how you're a big swinging Richard.
That's brutal.
That's rough, and that's some really good lining things up from the Trump campaign. Interesting. I wonder who convinced him or at what point he decided, you know, I'm not going to wing it this time, like with one guy, and just go for my gut. I'm going to hire good people. I'm going to think ahead.
I wonder if it's just because he's got such an enormous campaign war chest.
Can afford it.
Yeah, he wouldn't be. He's not writing the checks.
Yeah.
You want to hear my favorite headline of the day?
Favorite headline of the day from Joe Getty.
Oh, coming up later on, a great example of how the media picks a narrative and pushes that and ignores anything to the contrary. But my favorite headline, a robot snake could help NASA scientists make contact with aliens.
Wow, there's a lot in that.
Things are getting weird, and they're getting weird fast.
Things are weird, and they're getting weird fast. Elon Musk last night. Yes, I think we can apply that to about 20 different stories.
Play that again, Michael.
Things are getting weird, and they're getting weird fast.
I really want a T-shirt that says that.
Yes, we need to have Armstrong and Getty. Things are getting weird, and they're getting weird fast. We could credit Musk at the bottom. Elon. We'll just say Elon. That's a good T-shirt, though.
I don't like the one-word thing, Elon. I don't like it.
Like Madonna, like Cher.
Pele, I don't know.
Pele? It's a particularly funny example.
Football is life. Judy and I have been watching Ted Lasso again.
Oh, okay.
I just love it. What an uplifting show that is. Just love it. Anyway, Robot Snake. That's right. That's what we were talking about. I'll tell you about the Robot Snake. It's pretty cool.
What were the critics? Some critics blasting the new season of Ted Lasso in the stupidest way. It was like in a post Dobbs decision world, Ted Lasso's uplifting blah 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 is too much for something or other. I just wanted to find that critic and strangle them and then go to jail.
That would be, you know what? You'd have some peace and quiet, get some reading done, and you'd be rid of a freaking idiot.
Things are getting weird, and they're getting weird fast.
Yes.
But we're men of peace. We would never advocate any sort of violence.
I wouldn't strangle a critic.
Certainly not, probably.
We have much more on the way. Stay here.
Armstrong and Getty.
If you're planning to do some spring cleaning, here's our advice. Clean your house and then protect every inch of it with SimpliSafe Home Security.
SimpliSafe is designed with cutting-edge technology and backed by 24/7 professional monitoring. Customize the perfect system for your home at simplisafe.com/Armstrong.
Claim a free indoor security camera plus 20% off your order with interactive monitoring at simplisafe.com/Armstrong. And use our code for that discount, simplisafe.com/Armstrong. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper? Just go to 4hymns.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, and the process is 100% online. To start your free online visit, go to 4hymns.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hi, I'm Martha Stewart. Every year, more than 4 million pets enter shelters here in the United States. My friends at American Humane have been helping animals since 1877. The goal is to ensure that pets have a safe shelter, especially during natural disasters. Adopting a shelter pet allows shelters to help more animals awaiting care. Please consider adopting today and take some time to learn more about American Humane's other work at AmericanHumane.org.
Poor Sam was a mess. Always itching, licking. His paws were soaking wet. He had bald spots on his back.
DINOVITE.com.
2 weeks after he started Dynavite, I started seeing great improvements. And today, 99% of his issues are non-existent.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite is the best thing you can do for your dog.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite from DINOVITE.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Jazzercise Redding Fitness Center would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting small businesses in our community. With this grant, we were able to keep going so we could keep moving.
Pathways to Hope for Children would love to thank the Redding Rancheria. They've been involved with Camp Hope since 2012. Thank you from Pathways to Hope for Children to the Rancheria for all you do.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Now at Turtle Bay Museum, tree houses. Look who's living in the trees. On display now through May 14th, featuring immersive and educational exhibits for kids and families of all ages. All about trees, animals, responsible forestry, sustainability, and more. Come explore the museum, forest camp, wildlife center, gardens, and more with the whole family. Tree houses. Look who's living in the trees. On display now at Turtle Bay Museum. Presented by Cheryl Bambauer. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hey there, friends. RC from Tobacco and Brew, sharing with you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Foundation Cigar Company, The Tabernacle. A full-bodied smoking experience, this stick was curated with the connoisseur in mind, as well as our value-conscious customer. This ensemble of long filler from Honduras and Nicaragua is swaddled with the sensational Connecticut broadleaf wrapper. This smoke is a luxurious gift for any cigar aficionado. Get yours today at Tobacco & Brew, Redding, California.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But the keeper online.
Not. No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Reading Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Reading Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
I've been waiting.
New York has bravely banned schools from being Warriors, Chiefs, Braves, and other Native American mascots. Thank God. We'll get into that later.
Oh, boy. I'm trying to come up with a jivey name for this segment like I like to do.
You do like to name your segments.
How do you like this one? Armstrong and Getty's Eye on Science.
Oh, jeez, okay.
It has the assonance.
Science!
You know, that's a really catchy song. Idiotic, but really catchy.
I hated it the first time I ever heard it, and I've hated it ever since.
Science! So you're anti-science. You're a science denier,
apparently,
as it were.
I'm a Thomas Dolby denier.
Science! Yeah, all right, we get it. A couple of stories from the world of science for ye. Scientists are currently developing a robotic snake whose mission would be to search for extraterrestrial life. It's essentially a very thin, self-mobile probe that could crawl into, like, little holes and down deep under the Martian soil or whatever. It was specifically designed for the vent systems on Enceladus, a small icy moon of Saturn.
Like I didn't know that.
The Exobiology Extant Life Surveyor, or EELS system, because it looks like one, could also find jobs here on Earth navigating challenging environments. It's kind of funky looking, too. It looks like what it is.
And I suppose you run that on a little artificial intelligence like those soccer-playing robots the other night on 60 Minutes, and it can do all kinds of cool things.
Yeah. Crawl into really small spaces and ooch along like a snake and go deep underground, etc. So, interesting. Moving along. This is such an interesting article from Wired.com. The hacking of ChatGPT is just getting started. So people are learning how to manipulate or hack, in quotes, artificial intelligence. And what's really funny about this, and what people are doing with it, is like making it say horrible things.
Things are getting weird, and they're getting weird fast.
Things are getting weird, and they're getting weird fast.
from spouting homophobic statements to creating phishing emails and supporting violence, et cetera, et cetera. But what the so-called hackers are doing is not conventional, like hacking code to exploit system weaknesses. What they're doing is using carefully designed prompts to what they call jailbreak these systems to do what they're not supposed to do. For instance, you ask an LLM, language learning module, or what the hell does that stand for? I can't remember. Oh, large language models. You ask the LLMs to play a game which involved two characters, Tom and Jerry, say, having a conversation. Oh, that's right. Also on the list of bad things people are doing is trick the systems into generating detailed instructions on creating meth and how to hotwire a car.
Mm.
Anyway, so you say, hey, let's play a game involving Tom and Jerry. Examples showed the Tom character being instructed to talk about hotwiring or production, while Jerry is given the subject of a car or meth. Each character is told to add one word to the conversation, resulting in a script that tells people to find the ignition wires or the specific ingredients needed for methamphetamine production, et cetera, et cetera. So people are already learning how to manipulate and twist this stuff in a way that, as Sundar Pichai of Google put it, yeah, we don't quite know what to do about this stuff or how it's going to go. So, wow. So super crazy intelligence and fairly easily manipulated, and even the creators don't know where it's going.
Mm.
Other than that, it should be fine. Things are getting weird, and they're getting weird fast.
Things are getting weird, and they're getting weird fast.
Finally, and this is certainly more cheery, the headline from this article is, I used ChatGPT to force my landlord to fix my washer and dryer.
Yeah, I heard this. This is interesting.
Yeah, a woman successfully employed the new artificial intelligence chatbot, ChatGPT, to compel her landlord to repair appliances in her building. The tenant asked the program to talk like a lawyer. This gal utilized the chatbot to craft an email to her landlord, resulting in an agreement to fix her washing machine and dryer. A 28-year-old from New York City was concerned she couldn't effectively communicate her argument. So essentially she said, look, here's what I need done. Write this like a lawyer. And I'm looking at the text of it, and it is great. I'm writing to express my opposition to the major capital improvement rent increase, blah, blah, blah. Pursuant to Section 22.54 of the New York State Rent Stabilization Code, I'm entitled to a reduction in rent due to decrease in building-wide services, specifically the lack of functioning washer and dryer in the communal basement.
And you would, as a landlord, immediately think, I don't want to deal with this person. Wow, that is interesting.
Oh, it's so good. Yeah, like I said, here you go. According to Section 2523.4 of the Rent Stabilization Code, the DHCR may order a rent reduction for a decrease in building rights services. I'm respectfully requesting blah, 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 $1,300 until the landlord provides a functioning blah, blah, blah.
Great. Now every Tom, Dick, and Harry can have a lawyer litigating every single aspect of everything. Fantastic.
Well, I'm going to call my lawyer.
Ghana, that's right. Ghana is going to. But the beauty of this, because I've written this sort of letter, because I can imitate the verbiage of lawyers, but I'm like, oh, my God, I got to look up the legal code and the specific subsection of the subsection of rent law. Oh, God, when am I going to do that? No, ChatGPT does it for you.
That's something. So people will be sending letters like that to their school, the company they work at. There's going to be a lot of that. Oof.
Yeah, oof is right. Eventually, we'll get to oof. Things are getting weird, and they're getting weird fast.
No doubt about it. If you miss an hour of the show, grab the podcast, Armstrong and Getty On Demand.
Armstrong and Getty.
Inflation is nothing more than legalized theft. Because with every new round of money printing, the value of your 401k or IRA is decreased through the dilution of the money supply. Hi, I'm Dr. Ron Paul, and while you can, I highly recommend you consider physical gold for your retirement account. Why? Because gold provides real wealth preservation that can withstand anything. Even better, with a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, you pay no penalties or taxes when you transfer your current retirement funds. To learn more, text the word HEDGE to 989898. And my friends at Birch Gold Group will send you a free info kit on gold IRAs. Birch Gold is the only gold IRA company I trust. So text HEDGE to 989898 to request your free info kit right now.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, it's Mark from Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Satisfy your cravings with Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Roliberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including two crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Roliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Reading. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout or join us at Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we will be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by New Life Discovery Project.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Do you
you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Armstrong and Getty Show.
There's a better way to rent movies. As many as you want for just $20 a month and no late fees. Go to Netflix.com, make a list of the movies you want to see, and in about one business day, you'll get 3 DVDs. Keep them as long as you want, without late fees. Then when you're done, look, prepaid envelopes. Return one, and they'll send you another movie from your list. It's easy.
Netflix. All the movies you want, $20 a month, and no late fees.
What year was that, Michael? Do we know?
I don't know the year on that, no.
So that's how Netflix started, in case you forgot. It's easy to forget that you ordered movies and they mailed them to you, and then you mailed them back in a prepaid envelope, which is a pretty good idea. But now, obviously...
At the time, it was fantastic.
Sure.
Yeah.
But now, of course, they are what they are. But the reason that's in the news is yesterday announced they're mailing out their last DVDs. They're shutting down that part of their business that was the only business to start with. And who was still doing it where for why? Why were you still mailing DVDs to people?
Wow, I'm astounded that it was still going on.
So if you sent me a DVD, it's going to take me a long time to find my DVD player if I still have it. I might have someone somewhere, I'm not sure.
Yeah, a buddy of mine asked me, we were talking about music, he says, I assume you have a CD player. And I'm like, I think I do in a closet somewhere.
I don't know if I could lay my hands on one. Do I have a vehicle that has a CD player? My truck might have a CD. Well, I'm not sure, actually. Anyway.
I don't anymore. Yeah, which is too bad. Anyway.
Times change is the point, Joe. Oh, and I see the movie Rust is going to resume filming tomorrow. Oh, gosh. Alex Baldwin just shot the lighting guy. Oh, geez, he shot the key grip.
Oh, jeez.
They're running out of people.
That's not funny. That's tragic. It's terrible. I disavow myself from that joke. I disavow myself. I disavow. Anyway.
Allow myself to introduce myself, as Austin Powers once said.
Fantastic. So, on a much more serious note, I'm sure you have heard about the awful shooting in Kansas City lately. Not fatal, thank God. Of a teenage boy, a young black man, who was sent by his mom to collect his siblings. Well, and he went to whatever the street, 124th Place instead of 124th Terrace or whatever, made that sort of mistake. He knocked on the door. The door opened. The 84-year-old man who lived there panicked by his own account and shot through the glass door,
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Angry protests are the expression of righteous anger by the people in a town. Sometimes they can pervert justice. And I want to make it clear, I don't know which is which here. This old fella said he was scared to death when he opened the door, and there was young Ralph Jarl. I don't know what his history is, if he'd been a victim of crime, whatever. It's a tragedy. Don't shoot at people just because they're on your doorstep. But again, this guy's 84 freaking years old.
Yeah, I don't know anything about this neighborhood or any of the details, but this poor kid, after he gets shot, he's yelling for help and knocking on the door of places, and he gets no reaction. He gets turned down from several houses before he collapses in a yard And finally, somebody calls 911 and help arrives. But, yeah, that's rough.
Yeah, it's a terrible story. And various activists and politicians and media outlets are going big, big, big on white man shoots black kid and trying to make a thing of it. Now, it's absolutely a story worth reporting. Don't get me wrong on that. But there's such a fever to reinforce certain narratives in the media, and it bothers me. If, for instance, the media decided really the big story is woman-on-man domestic violence, because that happens all the time, all the time. If they wanted to, they could just hammer those stories all the time until people became convinced that women are just freaking crazy. Female anger toward men is rampant. We need to do something in this country. And indeed, it could whip up all sorts of anti-woman feelings in a way that's really not justified, because the numbers don't really justify it. Tends to go both ways in domestic violence. But certainly men are physically more powerful, and so the results can be more devastating. But this topic is not that. It's about how the media gets fevered for a certain narrative, and it gets lodged in your head that it's legitimately true that cops are hunting young black men, for instance, and shoot black men way disproportionately, blah, blah, blah. The numbers don't bear that out at all. Not at all. The New York Times published a big story about that, for goodness sake. But the reason I bring this up is, within days of this happening on either end, a few young women turned down the wrong driveway in rural New York, and the guy who lived there shot him. A 20-year-old woman is dead.
White woman.
White woman. Shot by a white man. No coverage. No coverage. The New York Times is touching on it because they have to. It's right there in New York.
Well,
but it's getting no national attention. It's certainly nothing nearly as much as the Kansas City case.
That's true. I took this in through the ABC Evening News, and I was happy to see they did both stories back to back, which I thought was a very fair way to do it.
It was more part of that is so they can do the anti-gun thing, I'm guessing.
Yeah, right. But, you know, it's pretty damn interesting when you have two stories that close together of knock on the wrong door, turn down the wrong driveway, you end up dead. Holy crap.
Please withhold your comments until the presentation is over. Texas, high school cheerleaders tried to get in a car, same model as her car, belonged to another dude who was sleeping in his car. He shoots her.
Oh, my God.
Thank God, again, this young woman will survive.
You shot some high school cheerleaders because you thought they were getting in your car?
Yeah, it was fairly late at night. They were back from a big competition. They'd carpooled and parked at the local grocery store, as people often do.
People are quick on the trigger.
This is a Hispanic guy shooting a white girl. It's getting no significant attention.
That story I didn't know at all.
And these stories are virtually identical, but because the one has white people being bad to black people, and the media is so intent on whipping up racial hatred because it gets clicks, they're going wildly disproportionately on the one story. And again, I'm not saying young Mr. Jarl is not deserving of attention. I don't even know if there's a racial component to it all. You got a panicky ancient man, et cetera, et cetera. A guy might be a Klansman. I don't know. It's possible. But look at the difference. And this Texas cheerleader, as you might expect, is a very attractive young woman. It's utterly tragic. She's utterly innocent, et cetera, et cetera. You got everything you want for coverage. Or for compelling details, but not so. Young Kaylin Gillis, who's dead in New York, a lovely gal, utterly innocent, gunned down. Just doesn't have that same zest. Hey, yeah, quit shooting at people, God's sake.
You can't shoot somebody just because they're at your door, or they're in your driveway, or they're, you know... I guess trying to open your car door, you'd wonder what the hell's going on. But, God, didn't you notice they're high school girls? Before you shot? I mean, you shouldn't shoot and kill somebody in that situation necessarily if it's a 40-year-old man, although I'd be much more worried. God dang it, that's rough.
Well, and what in the name of God has happened to who are you and what do you want?
Right, what are you doing?
This is private property. I need you to leave. etc. You don't go to deadly force as a hello. People are rough. Stupid. Jeez Louise.
Well, we're worked up, man. We're wound tight right now. The whole country.
Yeah, speaking of which, we ought to dip back into the incredible mob violence that's taking over Chicago at times, and the reaction of the politicians to it. You're going to think we made this crap up.
Yeah. So are we still selling the slippers, Michael, at an unbelievable price? This is really quite extraordinary. Joe's been threatening to wear the MyPillow slippers to work. I don't know about
just because they're that durable, they're that comfortable. You could wear them on the street and they would last for years. They're that good. That's what I'm telling you.
I don't think you got to wear slippers to work. Anyway, they're usually $149.98. They're now $25. Yeah, over $120 in savings. Limited to 10 pairs at checkout because they will sell out. You just use the promo code Getty.
What if I wear like pajama pants and an old stained white T-shirt to work with my? My slippers.
I'll probably shoot you when you try to come in the studio.
Don't do that. Go to MyPillow.com instead. Click on that radio listener square. Grab a pair of the all-season slippers for $25, regularly $149.98. What? Limited to 10 pairs at checkout. Enter the promo code Getty, G-E-T-T-Y. Go to MyPillow.com. Look for the radio listener square and remember the code Getty. These are seriously great quality slippers. I recommend them highly from MyPillow.com.
Do you remember who Kathy Griffin is? Does the world remember who she is?
Sure. Yeah, I think most people do, probably because of the headless Trump picture thing, right?
Yeah.
Among
that
other things?
Quite a few years ago. What year was that? Anyway, she says she's got complex PTSD she'd been diagnosed with, which is apparently a worst kind of PTSD from that event and how all the hate came down on her when she held the bloody head of Trump and tweeted that out or whatever. I don't even remember.
Yeah, imagine that. A bloody head of a presidential candidate. That was controversial.
Yeah, anyway.
Time of rising political violence. Imagine that.
A lot of hate and death threats and that sort of thing came her way. And so she's diagnosed with complex PTSD, which she still has all these years later, where she has terrifying panic attacks that last a few hours or more. She had an 8-hour attack yesterday, she said. Writhing in pain, vomiting, etc. Didn't know that was a thing. She said,
"I
hate."
She's had psychological problems for a long time.
She said she didn't want to talk about it or complain about it because she thought PTSD was just for veterans and stuff. But she gets attacks from this. Has to go to the ER, get fluids, etc., etc.
Well, I hope she recovers and lives a long and happy life.
Speaking of comedians, one quick thing here. I got sucked into the YouTube video shorts again yesterday, and they know I like Louis C.K., so they sent me one. And he was talking about how he discriminated against obese people in this country. And he holds up his shirt to show he's a fat person, but comedian Louis C.K. And the reason I bring this up is the comedy bit included. He's talking about a 600-pound woman who needed an MRI or something like that, and they sent her to the zoo because they didn't have one that would at the hospital that could handle anybody that big. And he said, this is what we do with obese people. We send them to the zoo. He said, you know how many obese people are in this country? Like 400,000 million billion. Everybody's fat. You know how many people are trans in this country? 38. But if one trans person might feel awkward at the bathroom, we change every bathroom in the whole country. If you're fat and you need an MRI, we send you to the zoo.
Wow. Nice.
I thought that was really good.
Wow, that's so good. You know, I was going to say, that's not discrimination. That's problem solving. But
in terms of adjusting the world for a certain segment of society, he makes a good point.
Oh, it's a great point, yeah.
And he said, by the way, who's making these MRI machines for elephants? Do we fix elephants if an elephant gets cancer? Do we give them chemotherapy and they're all skinny and they're wearing a little pink hat? let elephants die if they get sick, was his point. But anyway.
Wow. What the hell? See, it went from great to terrible.
Yeah. How many trans people are there? They're like 38. But if one of them feels awkward in a bathroom, we change every bathroom in the whole country.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. When is America going to wake up to the fact that everybody's so big? I guess the airlines figure, yeah, we're going to squeeze you into this tiny little seat until you stop flying. That's clearly the answer there. I parked in a parking lot the other day that seemed to have been designed for some imaginary nation somewhere where everybody drives a smart car.
Right.
The spaces, I could barely fit me in the space, never mind my automobile.
So
it's ridiculous.
So I like Costco, man. They know it's SUV crowd there. You pull my giant truck. Woo! Plenty of room. More on the way. Stay here.
Armstrong and Getty.
Spring is here, and we're going to spend more time in the sunshine and less time in the kitchen thanks to HelloFresh.
HelloFresh delivers farm-fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and foolproof recipes right to your door, saving you extra trips to the grocery store.
Plus, getting dinner on the table is faster than ever with the quick and easy recipes, especially the fast and fresh options ready in just 15 minutes or less.
Are you tired of making the same dinners week after week? Well, with HelloFresh, there's always something new to try. Their weekly menu of 40 mouthwatering recipes keeps your taste buds on their toes, and your kids too, if you have kids. And it's easy to round out your order with snacks, sides, desserts, and more from HelloFresh Market.
We love how the produce is fresh, the recipes are always easy and delicious, and the box arrives when it's convenient for you. Join America's number one meal kit today and sign up for 50% off, plus your first box ships free with the code ARMSTRONG50 at HelloFresh.com/ARMSTRONG50.
That's code ARMSTRONG50 at HelloFresh.com/ARMSTRONG50.
Finding great people to hire is like trying to find a needle in a haystack. It's pretty difficult, right? Well, ZipRecruiter has mastered finding a needle in a haystack, so they take it to the next level. They make hiring so simple that it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. And that's why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. Here's what it's like to use ZipRecruiter. They have so many qualified candidates that it's easier to find the right ones for your roles. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's a lot of needles. So how do they do it? ZipRecruiter's powerful technology sends you candidates who are a great match for your job, and you can even invite your top choices to apply. So if you want less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/FREE. ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hunt.
Attention all hunting enthusiasts. Don't miss the 29th annual banquet for the Redding chapter of the Safari Club International, taking place at 5 p.m. at the Wind River Resort Center on April 29th. This year's event promises to be bigger and better than ever, featuring an exciting auction with amazing prizes such as hunting trips, guns, equipment, and artwork. And that's not all. There'll be games and a drawing for even more chances to win. For more information and to get your tickets, go to sciredding.org. We'll see you there.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at kcnr1460.com. Hi, this is Sue McClain, the sales manager here at KCNR. And if you've been considering advertising, but you're not really sure where to start, well, you can start with a phone call. My number is 530-605-4565. I can let you know how much our rates are and how we can help. So once again, if you have any questions regarding advertising and how we can help your business, our number once again, 530-605-4565. And thanks for listening to KCNR. The City of Redding cares about clean, affordable transportation. Redding Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
Hey there, Marty Mosley here from Mosley Family Cellars. Mimi and I have moved our tasting room back downtown to the corner of Pine and Butte Street across from Corbett's and the Redding Chamber of Commerce. We're open Wednesday. Wednesdays through Sundays from 3 to 7 p.m. and Fridays till 9 p.m. While you're here, enjoy food from the Hearth Kitchen and Pie Shop and munch on some delicious handmade chocolates by Nanette de Chocolate. Come on down and enjoy life with us, Mosley Family Cellars at the historic Thompson House. Come as guests and leave as family.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Amazon Prime is rolling out a feature that will allow you to boost the dialogue in movies and TV shows so you can hear it over the background music and effects.
Ooh.
Yeah. In other news, apparently my dad got a job at Amazon. Way to go, Dad. Your dream came true.
While I appreciate that hateful shot at our seasoned citizens from the young man, we both read articles recently where that's universal. You can't hear the dialogue over all of the ambient sound and the special effects and the music and stuff. Nobody can.
It's a combination of things. So many people have sound bars, which then change, you know, how much... Because old-timey TVs, everything was mid-range, which is where the voice is. So it stuck out over everything else. But if you have the sound bar and you're getting all the highs and lows and everything, you have that problem. Plus, they mix it differently, trying to anticipate whether most people are watching with the sound bar or not. And so it is so hard. And that's why a majority of young people, as we've mentioned, now watch with the subtitles on. That's a very, very common thing. And, man, if you ever start doing that, it's very handy for understanding the show. But you lose a lot because, obviously, if you're reading, you can't be taking it in the same way.
Well, and I try really hard to discipline myself to only glance down if I need it, but that's really hard to do, and often the punchlines of jokes appear as the setup is being given, so it hurts the experience. So I love this idea. They've just got to mix it differently, much more mid-range and treble, and much less deep, rich sound, because you can't understand speech.
That's so frustrating. The Mandalorian is a combination of you can't understand what they're saying, and it's too dark to see what's happening. That makes for a great show.
Well, that's why you get such critical acclaim. Nobody can see it and hear it well enough to criticize it.
God, I don't think anything has ever dropped off in quality as far and as fast as The Mandalorian did from, like, the first season or two. God dang it, what a crap show that is now. Anyway, New York State, I mentioned this earlier, school districts will be required to eliminate all use of indigenous-related mascots and imagery by the end of the 2024-25 school year or risk losing state aid. Which means you have to do it, because obviously you're not going to continue to be a school and lose all state aid. It's what keeps you open. So no more Warriors, Chiefs, Braves, etc. Now, I didn't read the rest of this particular article to see if they mentioned it, but regularly when this comes up, particularly around these names, I mean, there are plenty of Native American people who don't like the Redskins being a name. But Braves and Warriors and stuff like that, usually when they poll Indian reservations or whatever, people are like, no, that's awesome, that's cool. Of course it is. So you numbnuts, once again, probably white graduate student women thinking on behalf of Native Americans, are going to make terms go away forever that are something to be proud of for Native American communities, and they'll just cease to exist. Nobody will know what a chief, a warrior, or brave is because it's been eliminated from all our vocabulary. Good job. Yay. What a win.
They're getting weird fast.
Things are getting weird and getting weird fast, Elon. You're right. The peak of Mount Everest of life in America is, I'm a victim and I'm offended. What a weird culture.
But we've transitioned to something even worse. They're a victim and they should be offended, and I'm going to pass regulations to help them. Hey, I'm not offended by this.
No, no, no. I'm going to hurt people on your behalf.
Thank you, Latinx woman, but you should be offended. Maybe you're not smart enough to be offended, but I'm offended on your behalf as a graduate student, so I'm going to change rules to help you. I don't need your help. It's too bad you don't understand how much help you need.
If you had a degree in ethnic studies like I do, my ethnic friend, you would know how offended you should be.
Right.
So again, I'm going to go end careers on your behalf.
How much weirder than that is the victim attitude, is that you're a victim on behalf of other people who don't feel like they're victims. Weird. Things are weird and they're getting weird fast. If you miss an hour, grab the podcast, Armstrong and Getty On Demand.
Armstrong and Getty.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.